glass, as well as 5-gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley Water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mountain Home here with the ball in the second, start of the second quarter, leading 21-12. Pavlowski set the inbound at Greenwood. What was that Greenwood shallow score? We saw it. We did see Harding got beat 41-7 in their tournament. Yeah, Greenwood was up 58-21 at one point. So as Mountain Home inbounds the ball, flipping, going to a zone here. First time we've seen that. Mountain Home trying to set up the offense as Ryder sits up top. 54-28, Greenwood is leading shallow in the state 6A state finals. Gilbert going to take, pump fake, kick it back off. 11 to shoot. Tate has it up top. Hits Gilbert. Ryder in the short corner. Back up top for Tate. He's hot. Why not? Three's on the way. No good. Tucker Thompson going to corral the rebound. Great offensive set from Mountain Home. Is flipping, is back with it quickly as Robbins hits Hudson Lindsay down the right sideline. Ball's going to rotate over into Wire in the corner. He's going to drive baseline. Rhett Gilbert. Rhett, great job defensively as Flippin missed the shot. Mountain Home tries to come back with it quickly as Ryder tries to hit a streaking Podwowski. Little too far out of his reach. It was a bullet pass. Podwowski saying get the ball up. Ryder saying run faster. I agree.
That's right.
I agree with both of them.
Mountain Home slid back into man.
Almost in a 1-3-1, aren't we?
That's right.
Yeah, Truett Lindsay's going to have it on the outside. We got them confused a little bit in what we've got going on.
They got me confused a little bit on what they got going on.
Wire's going to step into a three from the outside. It's going to be short. Rhett Gilbert going to come away with it. Minute 15 gone in the second quarter. Has no score, and Gilbert's going to hit Blaine Tate. Blaine's going to drive the baseline, try to go up and under. It's going to hit the bottom of the backboard. The fight for the rebound is going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Flippin's ball as Mountain Home had a hand on it. Minute and a half gone in the second quarter. No score. Mount Home still leading 21-12. As both teams have switched defenses a little bit. Truett Lindsay has it on the right side. Those guards for Flippin better be careful because the Mountain Home defenders are all over them on the wings.
Well, in the first quarter, Flippin had 6 turnovers. Mountain Home didn't have any. So that's the difference in the game. That's about 9 points.
8 to shoot on the clock as Flippin's kind of working around the three-point line. They're going to drive, jump out of bounds, kick it to Truett Lindsay. He's going to have to fire it up with 2. It is going to be no good. Ball's going to go right in the hands of Hudson Lindsay. He's going to miss the putback. Robbins is going to get the rebound for Flippin. That's 2 offensive rebounds. He's going to put the 2 in. First score of the second quarter comes with 2 minutes and 10 gone already in there. 21-14, Mountain Home with the lead as Robbins cuts it with the putback 2. Podwowski up top, kicks it to McLean on the left side. He drives hard, going to drop it off to Corp inside. It is good for 2.
That's a really good take from Ryder and a good dish once he drew the defense. Another
and
great
we got a
steal
quick
by
steal.
Tate.
Yep, quick steal by Blaine Tate. He goes in for the layup. Mountain Home quickly, 4 points, 25-14 with 5 minutes and 15 seconds left in this quarter. Right now, our hands are proven to be the difference between any quickness on that. As Robin's going to go one-on-one with McLean. It's going to work its way around to Lindsay in the right corner. Hudson Lindsay's going to hit the 3. Lindsay's second 3 of the night as he made one in the opening quarter. That's his second one. Mountain Home going to beat this press once again. Kick to Corp in the left wing. Going to be up no good in the 3 and no corner. They're going to say Mount Home is going to foul as Truett Lindsay corrals in the rebound. They're going to give that foul to Blaine Tate. That is going to be his first team foul of the second quarter for Mountain Home. 4:45 left. Mountain Home leading 25-17. to Trying to feed it inside to Hodges, who checked in during that break for Flippin. He's going to cross court pass to Truett Lindsey. The work get around to Hudson Lindsey. Once again, those are Lindsey brothers. One's a junior, one's a sophomore. And Flippin just back around the top of the wing, trying to figure out what it is. And Truett Lindsey turns it over as Rhett Gilbert gets his hands on it. Ryder back with it quickly. The layup's going to be up. It is going to be no good. It is going to be knocked out of bounds as Wire was fighting for the rebound. It's going to be Mountain Home's ball on the sideline, leading 25-17, about halfway through this second quarter. And Mountain Home's going to call a timeout. Mountain Home's going to call a quick timeout. We're going to take it with them. You've been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 as they have a 25-17 lead with 4:10 left in the second quarter.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510. At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their physicians, all former athletes, get it when it comes to sports injuries.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls. I played sports, my kids play sports, so I have a personal understanding of what sports injuries mean to athletes of all ages, and so do my partners. We'll provide customized, comprehensive treatment plans to get you back in your game.
For expertise in sports injury treatment, see Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Back here in the third place game of the Billy Ply Invitational. Mountain Home leading 25-17 with 4:10 left in the second quarter. Fun game so far.
Defense is definitely the difference.
Ball's going to be triggered inbound. Mountain Home has 25 to shoot on the shot clock. Flipping in the zone as the ball's going to be swung around the key. Podwowski going to get both feet in the paint. Quick pass to Ryder up top. He's hounded by Truett Lindsey. Podwowski going to take the deep three. It is going to be good. Tyler Podwowski with a deep three for Mountain Home, giving us a 28-17 point lead. Still looking to feed it down low as the pass is going to go over the top. They're trying to get the ball inside to Hodge. That was Glenn's pass. Podwowski came from the backside, knocking it out of bounds. It's going to go out of bounds with 24 seconds on the shot clock. Flipping going to inbound it under their own basket. Lindsey going to throw it down. They're finally going to get it to Hodge. Hodge going to go to work on Jackson Corp. A nice little spin off his left shoulder, right hand up. It is going to be good. Aiden Hodge's first 2 points of the night.
He had good soft hands in there. He's going to be hard to stop if he gets it in there. We're going to have to really work hard at denying that ball in.
Flipping, really extending the pressure on the zone as Mountain Home gets it to the free throw line. Blaine Tate, 2 is going to be up and good, and that's how you answer.
I think that's going to be open the rest of the game.
I agree with you. Mountain Home back with it as they have a 30-19 lead with 2:50 left in this. Flipping, trying to. They love that jump out of bounds and try to kick it in deal. As Wire's going to drive the lane, he's going to get it stolen from him as Ryder McClain's jumping in front of the glass. Podwowski the other way, going to go up with a nice spin move, and he is going to take the foul, and he is going to go to the line to shoot 2.
That was a strong take. I liked it.
Got that foul on Hudson Lindsey. That is going to be his first, their first of the second quarter. Yeah, he did a nice little spin move there.
Yeah,
do you like that?
Yeah. I didn't have those moves when I was that age playing.
Me neither. If I do it now, it's because I get out of balance and I start spinning too much with my centrifugal force.
Yeah,
gets out of the way.
My hip. I throw my hip
that's
out.
Right.
That makes me spin.
That's right. Podwowski's free throw is, first one is up. It is good. Second one is off and no good. As Mountain Home is going to apply pressure here in the backcourt.
Good trap.
Got a trap on the side, and we're going to come away with the steal as Ryder's going to pick up the loose ball about half court, take a nice Euro step, and he's going to put it up for two on the layup on the other end. Defense turned into offense, flipping back with it quickly as Glenn's going to go to the lane. He's going to be blocked by Court. Rhett Gilbert out of there with it quickly. The long pass to Tate down the sideline. He's going to go up over the defender. No good. Missed the shot. Hodge going to pull away with it, and Robbins is saying, let's slow this thing down. Mountain Home leading 33-19. 2 minutes left in this half as they're going to feed it backdoor pass to Hodge. That has been there all day. Mountain Home's going to have to figure something out on that. He's going to put in two. 33-21 as Flippin's going to show pressure. Mountain Home easily gets through it by passing it. Ball's going to be swung to the left corner for Gilbert. Gilbert's going to get back up top to McLean. Ryder's going to drive. Kick out. Court. Three. On the way. Bounces around. No good. Littlest man on the court. Blaine Tate. Offensive rebound. Back up. Rolls around. No good. Hodge finally comes away with it for Flippin. Flippin asking to push as Blaine Tate slow to get up. Ball's going to go on the left wing. Glenn, three. No good. Ryder McLean. Rebound. Mount Home up 33-21 with 2:10. Rhett Gilbert in for the layup.
As this tempo stays fast, Mountain Home is it's advantage stays higher.
I agree with you 100% on that statement. 35-21 as we go inside of 1 minute left in this half. Fast-paced half as Lindsay gets it over. They're going to try to feed it down low to Hodge. This time, Corp's going to front Hodge, and Podwaski was there on the back as Flippin's going to send some subs. It's going to be knocked out of bounds on Mountain Home with 17 to shoot for Flippin. Robbins, Blaine Thompson, Tucker Thompson coming in as Truett, Lindsay, Glenn, and Wire come out for Flippin. Robbins set to inbound as he's going to feed it up top to Hodge at the top of the key. Thompson going to get it to Robbins, left wing, three, on its way, no good. Hodge gives up with a rebound. Put back is short as Gilbert's going to come out of there with it for Mountain Home. Flippin had two open looks there, unable to come away with it. Mountain Home can almost hold for the last shot. There's about a two-second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. 24 seconds left on the game clock as the pass is going to go to Ryder. Flippin trying to get a steal. Ryder does a good job getting away from the pressure. Back up top to Gilbert. Gilbert going to throw it to Tate. Tate's going to try to go to the free throw line, go up. He's going to be stripped by Hudson Lindsay. Flippin has the ball. 6 seconds left. Robbins. Right side, steps into a three-point. Going to pull up. It is no good, and that is the way this half is going to end. Mountain Home is going to have a 35-21 lead here in this third-place game of the Billy Ply Classic Tournament. Matt, your assessment on the first half?
It's all about speed of play and the intensity of the defense. When Mountain Home's guards get out on the ball, they're taking it away at a pretty high pace. I mean, and I don't think Flippin can handle that pressure. So we'll see in the second half. I'm sure Flippin's going to try to slow things down, try to work the ball around, which they kind of did here in the second quarter.
Yep.
And I think Mountain Home needs to keep the pace up, keep yep. running up and down and getting those easy looks and then kicking it out and having good looks at three. The shots on the outside of it, they've been great looks. We haven't taken bad shots. They just haven't fallen all the time.
So. I agree. It's 35-21, Mountain Home leading Flippin Bobcats. We will be back with the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again and never worry.